We're in Siman Reish Pei Dalid. We're up to Sif Hei, and we'll be completing the Siman. In the Shtatik HaMafter Be'em Tzav Torah, the one who's laying the Haftorah got stuck in the middle. HaBol L'Saimo Lo Yaschu Mimokam Shaposek HaRishon. The one who takes over should not start from where he stopped. Elo Tzorech La'asu La'asu Mimokam Shehischal HaRishon. Kabbal B'Sefer Torah. He starts in the beginning of the Aliyah. What's with Brachis? So that's a machlokis, it's a suffix, and the Mishnah Berurah says not to say them. The second one doesn't say them. Hago shnaim lo yomer haftorah b'pamachas, two people should not lay in the haftorah at the same time. Detrei koli lo mishtami, because two voices at the same time are not heard. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't have two people b'shutfas laying in the haftorah, one lanes one pasuk, one lanes the other. Now, the person who has the aliyah, who has mafter, can lay in it silently with the balkori, and so could everybody else. But the grah holds that if the balkori is laying from a chumish, everyone should lay with him. But if he's laying from a cloth, then everyone should be quiet. The Shaar Ephraim talks about this minig that everybody says the haftorah at the same time. The grah holds that in such a case where no one's listening to the balkori, the brachas are brachas levatola. Lamaisa, if there is no cloth, then everyone should lay in along with him, but not out loud. They should do it quietly. Sivav, in Amafter Mafter Chigmar Agol Liglo Asefer Torah, the one who had Galil also has to hear the Aftorah, so the Mafter should not start the Aftorah until after he finishes Galila. Also, you don't take away the Navi until the Mevorach finished all the Brachas. Siv Zayin, B'Shabbos HaParshiyos Mechuboros, on the Shabbosis that the Parshiyos are connected, Maftirin BaHaTorah Parsha Shnia, we do the Maftir in the second one. That means the Haftorah is the Haftorah of the second Parsha. Hagov Ayin Liel Simen Tov Chavches, Ayin L'Kaman Simen Tov Chavches, where there it says that Achrei Mos Kedoshim is an exception that we lay in the Haftorah of Achrei Mos. V'Nogu L'Haskir Acha Kriyas HaTorah Neshamis and Nishmos Amesim. We're masker Neshamis of the Mesim after the Haftorah. Because it says that they also need a kapara. Ulavorech ha'oskim mitzorchei tzibur, kol makom lefi minhago, we make mishaberas for hoskim mitzorchei tzibur. V'nogim lomer yukumpurkan. V'ein bazem ishum isur tchina b'shabes, it's in a nusach of a brocha. Now, yeah, v'gamke nogin lomer avarachmim uvechol yom shein omrim botzikosot tzedek en omrim also. V'chein sheyesh chasana omila, we don't say avarachmim. V'yesh mekome she'omrim also she'in omrim also k'shemavarchin achodesh. There's some places where they bench v'shchodesh, they don't say it. Milva bimei asvira, b'olchim b'chol zachar aminik. So what are the minhagim? First of all, with avarachmim, you're supposed to say you're supposed to the Haskaris Neshamis and Avarachmim and the Yukum Purkins are supposed to be said before Ashrei, because the Kaddish of after Ashrei goes back on Ashrei, and you're not supposed to be mafsik with anything in between. Now, we don't say Avarachmim when we don't say Tachlun. Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, even though we don't say Tachlun and Tzidkoscha, nevertheless, we do say Avarachmim. Shabbos Mevarchim, our minig is not to say. Shabbos Mevarchim Av, the Mishnah Berurah says not to say, although some do say it. That Shabbos Mevarchim, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Av, everyone holds that you don't say it. Now, during the Sfira, that's even in Nisan, we say Avarachmim, but you can't be Maskir Neshamas. The same thing goes for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Iyar, where we don't say Avarachmim, even though it's Bimei HaSfira.